League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Carbot Brewing Company.
Don't sweat the technique.
It's the Killer Bees.
Definitely a fan of the Killer Bees.
Now bringing you the fastest 3 hours in Houston sports radio. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Ooh, what up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing?
He's Blank. I am Branham. There's a lot of people today. Be back out at Carbot. Sean's out at Gal Media. Sean's doing double duty for the second day in a row. Is that right, Sean? Double duty?
That's correct, yeah.
Sean, it's true, Sean? You can confirm this?
Yes, I can confirm Joel's report.
Second, that's hard work on the NCAA tournament day. Like, you should get two comp days for this, I think. I'm not a suit upstairs, but to pull double duty on NCAA tournament days. Like, that's a good soldier there. That's a guy you want on your side, I think.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Jeremy.
But you do double duty today, too?
Yeah, 2 days in a row.
Yeah, I like Sean more than you, though.
Yeah, he's out there getting food.
I knew where that conversation was headed. That's fine. I've come to expect it.
Yeah, and you're getting food and Carbach beer. That's basically a day off already. Like, you're getting a vacation day for working.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, we are here. Yes, we are here.
Yeah, so get out to Carbog Brewing, hang out with the boys, Brian, Blankers, everybody there. It's a beautiful day, it looks like, from the camera.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Sun shining, nice breeze. Beautiful afternoon.
Yeah, it looks really nice. I'm, of course, in Wichita. Thank you for carrying the show yesterday, boys. Appreciate that. But NCAA tournament underway. There's already one game done. Congratulations to the Baylor Bears carrying the water of the Big 12, beating the SEC in an 8-9 game a little bit earlier today, 75-72. So sick 'em. Go Bears. Go Big 12. Alabama beat Robert Morris earlier today. That game was a little bit dicey, though. Alabama got a little bit of a scare there, Blankers. Robert Morris, heck of a guy. He kept up with Alabama. They gave the Crimson Tide a little bit of a scare there in the early session.
Yeah, they really did. I was surprised. I thought, because I think Alabama is one of those teams that I think can go deep, and they've got a lot of talent. But, I mean, that's the beauty of this tournament. And it was fun to watch because last night and yesterday, for the most part, as much as this one of the greatest sports days of the year, I was kind of hoping for more. And aside from the end of the Michigan game and then the Missouri game that I was watching, not too much excitement last night. So already we got some closer games and some games to keep an eye on. I loved watching the end of that Baylor game.
Yeah, the Kansas-Arkansas game I thought was good, although Kansas kind of coughed that one up a little. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah,
but good win for
the
Cougars yesterday. I know you guys talked about it yesterday, I'm sure.
Well,
but Vance, what's that?
We want your opinion. I mean, that's what I was waiting for, is the fact that, you know, we've heard it from everybody else and we gave ours, but for you to be there and be, you know, calling the game, was that pretty much how you wanted it all to go, that Juwan played, didn't have to play too much, they hit build up a big lead?
Yeah, I think it was kind of exactly what I had. A nice pork taco. I went to practice and I picked up a pork taco at one of the food trucks on the way back to the hotel. So that was very good. I enjoyed that. But that's exactly what you want, right? Like, you don't want to get sweat from the 16 seed. Like, you don't want to be fearful that you could potentially lose the game. Like, Auburn pulled away, won by like 30 points over Alabama State. But like, that was a game at the half, you know? Like, you have to come out in the second half and do a little bit of work. So, yeah, I thought that was good. Like, everybody works up a sweat. Juwan gets to test the ankle, you know, looks pretty good on it. No one plays more than, like, 20 minutes, and you get geared up. But, you know, they played well. Their defense really good. You know, they're rebounding. SIUE just, you know, they don't really have a chance with the rebounding Houston. Shot the ball pretty well in the first half. Second half, not so much with the reserves, but they're the reserves. So I thought it was a good win. Gonzaga hammering Georgia,
yes.
Which is like, okay, like I can understand why they're an 8 seed because their resume, like they lack quality wins. They beat Baylor. They hammered Baylor. They beat Baylor by like 40 in the first game of the year. They have a win over St. Mary's, but they were 1-2 against St. Mary's. And I think that's their only wins against the NCAA tournament field, those two games. But then you like break it down. If you get away from the binary win-loss thing, well, they have a really close loss to Kentucky in overtime. Like, they have a close loss to West Virginia, who probably should have been in the field. Single-digit loss to UConn. Like, they haven't lost a single game by more than double digits. So, if you go binary win-loss, I can understand the committee, like, not having them as a top-five seed. But if you, like, they're a jump shot or two away, a win or two away from being a three or a four seed. Their KenPom's up to number 7 today. The Torvac or whatever, it's like top 10. So, I did the prep for Gonzaga yesterday because I was excited and stuff. They're really good. They have Nembhard, the younger Nembhard, who's I think he does lead the country in assists per game. They have a really good shooting guard, Khalif Battle, who is at Temple, then in Arkansas. He can score you 20 points. And then they have some big guys down low. EK, that's probably their better of all the big guys, but all three are pretty good. So, yeah, I mean, Houston's going to have their hands full. I think Gonzaga is a top 15 team in the country. This is probably more of a Sweet 16 game than a second-round game, but your path is your path.
Yeah, that was my concern as well. It's like everybody was talking about Louisville being misseeded, and I think that the Zags were misseeded, and I think that, you know, what we were talking about yesterday that I had noticed was they kind of to the Rockets, what people are familiar with the Rockets did with the double bigs. They can go double big, they can get some size up front, but they've got talent across the board, and they're playing their best basketball at the right time of the year with a coach that definitely knows how to coach and coach in the tournament. So this is my biggest fear, was that, you know, this is going to be a bigger game earlier on for the Cougs than I had wanted, but it should be a hell of a matchup tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody, when you get to the second round, is really good anyways. So, like, I thought Reed said it best when we had him on earlier this week. Like, you play the regular season for your seeding in the first round and your difficulty for the first round, and then everybody in the second round, theoretically, should be a top 32 team in the country. Now, I do think Gonzaga is better than 32. I was looking at the point spreads a little bit. Like Auburn in their game, their 8-9 game, like their second round game, they're 9.5-point favorites. The Houston Gonzaga game, I've seen Houston anywhere from 4.5 to 5.5. So it's like, okay, like it'd be nicer to be at 9.5-point. Not that it matters, but I think I'd rather have the 9.5-point favorite than a 4.5, 5-point favorite. But path is the path. You're going to have to beat really good teams along the way if you want to have a deep run anyways. And it should be a lot of fun tomorrow. I can't wait. Selfishly, I'm not happy that it's a late game because it means I have to wait around all day for it.
Yeah.
Also don't like being the second game of a session because things kind of get like cramped and kind of like hectic a little bit. But that's just my selfish point of view. I don't think it really influences the game at all. But yeah, I think that's the – there's some fun matchups tomorrow. Like, you got St. John's, Arkansas, like the storyline there with Patino and Calipari. But I think Houston-Gonzaga is the best game on the slate. I don't even think it's close.
No, I agree with you. I thought that as much as I was looking forward to Kansas and Arkansas in the opener, I think that was obviously the sequel that people were keeping an eye on. But I think this is the best game tomorrow. I think it's perfectly fit from a broadcast perspective to be right there in primetime viewing on a Saturday night. I just hope that the Cougs, you know, persevere, and hopefully the defense comes out from the jump and puts it on them, and then they can get it. I would love to see, I'm sure you would too, I would just love to see another easy victory, because this one's got me a little nervous.
Yeah, I don't really like stress, so. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Should be a really good game. Speaking of that Kansas-Arkansas game yesterday, if you're Bill Self, like, I think that you're kind of happy that Hunter Dickinson's leaving. It stunk for KJ Adams. They haven't announced it, but I'm pretty sure he tore his Achilles. And then after that, they just coughed up that game. Like, I think they win if he stays in the game. But at the same time, Hunter Dickinson, for as prolific of a transfer that he was a couple of years ago, and like, I know he's getting the whole internet treatment right now with his announcement to go to Kansas. I'm not sure that guy could have played a worse second half than we saw yesterday. He's just giving Arkansas the basketball. He had some costly turnovers down the stretch. Where it's like, here you go, Arkansas. Here's the basketball. You take it, and then you go score. I think they win the game without Hunter Dickinson if he doesn't play the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I agree with you. If they don't lose Adams, I think they were up 2 when he got the rebound and then whatever happened happened, and he went to the floor. And after that, Arkansas went on like a 7-0 run. And I thought Kansas was in a position to win that ball game. But, yeah, from a Dickinson perspective, I mean, look, he's a guy that's – I think he's very slow to get to his spots. I think that he has some ability. I think he capitalizes on his size and the ability to get smaller guys on him. But when you play, you know, athleticism, and I think that he showed it last night. I don't think he's the kind of guy that's going to play on the next level, and I think that he's a guy that literally has exhausted every resource to collect and play college basketball, but his time is done, and he was bad.
You think he's going to – you think he's – you say he's going to play at the next level?
I don't think he's going to play at the next level,
Yeah.
No. I think he's exhausted. He'll play overseas somewhere probably if he wants to keep playing.
Yeah, he's not an NBA guy. He's too slow. Like he's slow. He's not quick enough. He's not. I mean, he's a great college player. Really good college player.
What was the kid from Gonzaga with the mustache and the headband a few years ago?
Timmy Time.
Right. Timmy Time. I mean, there was a guy that people thought, well, you know, he could possibly play on the next level, and he's not. And I think that he was way more skilled than Hunter Dickinson is. I just think Hunter Dickinson, tip of the cap, because I'm sure he got a ton of NIL money and he collected and you know wore it out as long as he could. But boy, he's not. I don't think he's playing in the NBA.
Yeah, Dickinson bigger than Timmy. Timmy was like an undersized post, but you're right. He was more agile. He had more quickness. He had better footwork. But not as big as Dickinson. But I agree with you. I don't think Dickinson's an NBA guy. I think he'll get like a sniff. Maybe somebody's like summer league roster or something like that. But I think he'll play overseas. Looks like Memphis is going to lose. Colorado State's up by 8, so a 12 seed beating the 5, which is a popular upset in the NCAA tournament. No surprise here. This was one that our guy, Lee Sterling, was all over, by the way. Lee Sterling said he liked Colorado State, not Memphis. Colorado State was the only lesser seed that was favored over a better seed in the first round. Now, Memphis was playing without their point guard, Hunter, so that hurt them, obviously. As Colorado just went final. Colorado State beats Memphis 78-70. We're going to keep you up to date on everything that's happening in the NCAA tournament. I don't think anybody else carries the NCAA tournament, right? I don't think that happens. No one plays the tournament on Houston Radio Waves. So because of that, we're going to keep you abreast of what's going on. Duke's blowing out Mount St. Mary's at the half. Cooper Flagg is back. That's good for the Dukies. Vanderbilt has a 27-16 lead with 3 minutes left to go in the first. Ole Miss an 11-2 lead early over North Carolina. That was a popular pick, Blankers. After North Carolina throttled in the first four game, whenever they throttled San Diego State, I saw a lot of people flipping North Carolina over Ole Miss.
Right.
Hot start for Ole Miss. 9-point advantage, 16.5 to go in the first. But we're broadcasting live from Carbach. Come out, see the boys, see Blankers, see Brian. Have some delicious Carbach beer. Enjoy their tasty kitchen as well. Some fantastic, fantastic food. And then just enjoy the elements during the second day of the NCAA tournament. Busy show, got a lot planned for you. Also, later on in the show, we're going to give away not one, but two VIP tickets to Carbox Music and Arts Festival, which comes up April 12th, a few weeks away. $300 value with those VIP tickets. Performances from local artist Alex Lambert, Moon Taxi. It's headlined by Will Dorado. So make sure you're listening into the Killer Bees. We're going to give that away at some point. Not going to tell you when. We might have to do a little trivia, too. Not going to give that. That's too good a value to just give it away to like the third or fifth caller. We'll have to think of a trivia question or something along those lines so the winner can celebrate with these two VIP tickets. But a busy show. Talk some college basketball along the way. That will be a prevailing conversation throughout the show. Cam Smith, are you trending upwards on your thoughts that Cam Smith can make the Houston Astros? Jose Altuve in left field, some interesting conversation with that. Who said it? I don't know why we're playing that game with Brian not in studio, but we'll do it, I guess. That and much, much more with the Killer Bees today. 713-780-ESPN, the HRMP listener line. We're on the YouTube at ESPN Houston. We're on Twitter at ESPN975. Blankers at Pac-Man Joel. Brian at Sacked by BMAC. I'm at Jeremy Branham. It is the Killer Bees on ESPN97.5 and ESPN92.5. Look, if you want to get the weekend started a little bit early, you're looking to get away from the city, I don't blame you. I think it's a good idea. If you're looking to escape the rat race, get rid of the hustle and bustle of the job, traffic, or whatever's causing you stress and anxiety, I have the best weekend idea for you. Maybe it's not this weekend. Maybe it's in 2 weeks. Maybe it's in 3 weeks. Whenever the case may be, Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston is the place for your weekend getaway. Or midweek, that's okay too. Take some PTO. Get on out there like Sean. He deserves a couple of days after pulling double duty. Escape the city and enjoy the relaxing great outdoors. Book your stay at twocreekscrossingresort.com right now. If you like open green spaces, you like the wildlife, how about beautiful, majestic trees? That's always fun. Just the great nature, the great outdoors. Also, some of the best fishing in Texas. You got to get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort. They're also just 90 minutes from Houston. Where else can you get a weekend escape in 90 minutes? Usually you're blowing half the weekend traveling to your destination. That's not the case with Two Creeks Crossing Resort. It's just 90 minutes from Houston. You can escape the city without traveling too far. 92 acres of property for you to explore, hike. They have kayaking if that's your thing. You like playing some pickleball? Well, get out there in the pickleball courts that they have there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Or just hang out by the pool with a drink. That's more my lane. Two Creeks Crossing Resort also loves to take care of their visitors. They'll have a barbecue cook-off 1 week. They'll have a crawfish bowl the next. You're always going to have a great time at Two Creeks Crossing. From glamping to cabins to tree houses, just pull up the RV. They have the perfect stay for anyone. Book your weekend escape now at twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Carbot Brewing Company. Here's the Killer Bees, Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Killer Bees broadcasting live from Carbot. They got some new beers over there as well. Crawford Pale Ale, stepped up to the plate with Crawford Pale Ale, a crisp, refreshing brew that is only available for a limited time at select grocery stores. Daikin Park, and of course at Carbot Restaurant and Patio. Stop by, try one while supplies last. But a beautiful, beautiful day in Houston. I'm a little jealous. Carbot's one of my favorite spots in the city, so jealous that Plankers and Brian are out there today. But it is what it is. 713-780-ESPN. Let's see some of the text here. Texter says Drew Timmy's in the G League currently. I didn't know that. Good for him. Probably can make more money overseas.
That's what I was thinking. I think I looked it up a few weeks back because I was wondering where he ended up, and I think he's with Memphis in the G League. But I would think you're right. I would think he could make some coin overseas.
Yeah, I think he probably would too. Other games from the tournament yesterday: Texas A&M gets by Yale. Yale's good this year. I know that was a close game for a while, but that's okay. Like you survive and you advance. I thought it was a good win for Texas A&M. Good win for Buzz. Of course, you heard that right here on ESPN 97.5. It'll be interesting to see what they look like in their second round game, because they're a team that gets after you defensively. They're a team that offensive rebounds. Maybe they don't shoot the ball that well, but they get a lot of offensive rebounds. They play excellent defense. And they're getting a Michigan team that almost lost yesterday to UC San Diego. I like the Aggies' chances in that game.
Well, I think from the perspective of like the way Buzz would like to play, I mean, at least they got a go-to guy in Taylor. But, you never have to question the way he plays defense and how aggressive they're going to be. The question just becomes, can they make shots? And it's not just the three-point shot. It's can they find ways to make sure that they have offense? And I think it's going to be interesting because I don't think Michigan wants to play that physical brand of basketball the way A&M plays. So I think how the game is called is going to be key as well in terms of if they're going to let them play a little bit and A&M can really kind of be physical with Michigan. Otherwise, I think it's going to be interesting to see how A&M gets their offense.
Texas Tech gets by UNC Wilmington. You see how many threes the Red Raiders took yesterday? They took 46 threes in that game.
Ooh, that's a
46.
Lot.
46! I think it was an NCAA tournament record. Now,
it was definitely a school record.
Good. Yeah, maybe it wasn't an NCAA tournament record, but a school record. Although 46, it's hard to imagine somebody else has taken that many threes.
Some of them were so unnecessary. There was a point in that game late where I forget the point guard's name. You know who I'm talking about.
Elijah Hawkins.
Yeah, he I mean, Joel, I mean, you guys know the scoring situation of the game. They're up, there's like a minute and a half left in the game, and he's running down court before anyone's set up and just jacking up threes. Like, man, pull it up. Run some clock. It was.
Yeah, they did it twice. Kerwin Walton did it once. I was like, what are y'all doing? You can see the assistants on the bench, too. Like, the assistants on the bench are, like, throwing their hands up. Like, what are we doing?
Should we just call it the Reed Shepherd from now on?
Lead. What's that?
We call it the Reed Shepherd. It was similar to the Reed Shepherd one this year.
It was.
Yeah, it was similar to that. But they win, even though they only shot 28% from three. UNC Wilmington gave them a good game. Chance McMillan did not play. And I don't know, like, what the status is for Chance McMillan, but I think that's a game changer. Like, McMillan, I think, could give them an extra game in the tournament, if not extra two games in the tournament, because they have a thin bench. They played seven guys yesterday. And one of those guys played 8 minutes. So it's like, if he's not playing, Chance McMillan, you get into some foul trouble. Like, that's going to be difficult for Texas Tech to have this deep run. But if they get him back, he's one of their best three-point shooters because he can light it up. I think they could be a dangerous team. So really it kind of depends on the health, I think, of Chance McMillan. They're actually in Wichita, too. There's two games tomorrow in Wichita. So I'll head over there and watch that one before our game. But I think McMillan is critical for them. And I think they could beat Drake without Chance McMillan, but I don't think they could beat St. John's without Chance McMillan.
I would agree with you, and I believe that if healthy, Texas Tech can play with about just about anybody in the country, but that health is so important. And I watched that Drake game last night, and credit to those guys that coach brought with him from Division II. That kid, is it Stints? But he is he's solid. I mean, when they needed a bucket and they started to tighten up, he was able to get the ball and go to work and do what they needed to do, and they played a really good game. So I'm interested to see that matchup. I have Tech going a little ways, so I would hope that they would get healthy. But, yeah, I mean, as you know from your experiences, I mean, if the worst thing that can happen to any talented team in this country or any team period in this tournament is if you got an injury or two, it can be the difference maker.
You have them beating St. John's if they get to the Sweet 16?
I do. I actually do. I do.
Yeah.
St. John's didn't impress me last night. You talk about that with some of the other games. First half was a slugfest, and they really struggled, and then they finally flipped a switch in the second half. But St. John's, to me, is a team that I think is beatable. I think that they are another team that, you know, wants to play, you know, that tough-nosed defense, and they're versatile. But I don't think that their offense is anything that I'm worried about.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a tale of two halves. I don't know how much you can take from the Omaha game, but you're right. They struggled in the first. They were much better in the second, pulled away there. McNeese with the upset over Clemson. They have the best thing going right now, I think, in college basketball, by the way. Amir Ora Khan. I love everything about this guy. This guy, he's got three NIL deals. He's probably pulling six figures as the manager. He said that what did he say about, like, he would be Will Chamberlain if they – something about, like, wiping up sweat off the floor. Like, they had socks made of Amir Khan. The cheerleaders are wearing his socks there at the game. I love everything about Amir Ora Khan. One day I hope to grow up to be Amir Ora Khan. Love this guy. Love
him. Can you handle the boombox? I mean, are your skills?
I'm sure it's not that heavy.
I mean, your skills.
Like, handle the ox?
I think he's saying, do you have enough swagger to pull it off?
Yeah, and you got to have the dance moves to come with it when you roll out.
His moves aren't great. He's kind of just doing, like, this little thing. Like, you know,
don't,
like,
you,
he's not,
don't you kind
he's
of think
like,
that that's part of the allure? Is that they're not great, but he's willing to do them, and he kind of has that presence.
Well, I'm willing to do them.
There are prop bets out on his next NIL deal. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Really? Right?
Yeah, the one that's leading, the leading contender is Popeyes.
Oh.
Popeyes, I'll give you the top four. I don't want to run
off. That's not a bad one because it's Louisiana. That's a pretty good call.
Yeah, but top one's Popeyes, top four followed by Dunkin's, Crystal Burger, and Taco Bell.
Dunkin',
good on him for rolling
on Louisiana. Crystal Burger, no chance. Is there a Crystal Burger in Louisiana?
I didn't know if there was or not. No,
I don't think there is. And what was the last one?
Taco Bell was of the four.
Taco Bell. That's kind of racist, I think.
The one I think is maybe it's actually a little bit lower, but maybe a nice bet would be Waffle House. That's big in the South.
It's not a bad call.
That's a good call, is right. Yeah, because it is big in the South.
I love Amir Khan. He's my favorite thing. How about their head coach, Will Wade, just like spilling the tea, too? He's like, yeah, I'm pretty much leaving. Yeah, my players might follow me. Yeah, like we recruited players telling them that the goal is Power Five. Like Will Wade, John Rothstein calls Will Wade the American gangster. Like, he's kind of living up to that reputation a little bit.
Like, I have a question. Did he sign a deal? Is it inked yet? Because
I don't know.
It would be interesting.
I don't know if can it be.
I think
he's still coaching in the tournament.
Well, that's why I'm asking, too, because I think that because of what he did, there's a lot more people that would maybe like to throw money at Will Wade and say that, you know, we might be interested, too, and he might be get in the middle of a bidding war. And I appreciate his candor and the fact that he said – that, you know, what a lot of coaches wouldn't say, and they would play it off and ignore it, or, hey, let's focus on the game at hand when you know damn well that he's all but gone. But his honesty is appreciated, but it's going to be interesting because if he hasn't inked a deal, I got to believe that there might be a better team, a better university out there with a bigger program or more money to play with than NC State that might be willing to take a shot at him too.
Why are you sending strays to the Wolfpack? Why is NC State catching strays right now? They were a Final Four team a year ago,
and then they weren't. But they made, you know, and they fell apart, and their coach lost his job, and here we go. And the reason why I'm bringing that up too is because of the fact that if you see what's going on with Will Wade, and in his press conference, he also mentions that Villanova's out there right now trying to actively recruit a coach that's still in the tournament. And that happens to be Kevin Willard of Maryland.
Is it Willard?
That's what I've seen on Twitter, and that's what and I've done a deeper dive to see some of the people covering Maryland that have mentioned it. But, like, if you listen to Kevin Willard's press conference, he basically comes out and says, look, I signed here to be here for a long time. However, the AD that keeps wanting to talk to me about a contract, he gave me all these bullet points. I want to worry about my team. Then when we do talk, I know his foot's out the door, and he's going to SMU. And I know my program has to have money for me to do the things I want to do to win a national championship. We couldn't even stay an extra day in New York over Christmas when I wanted to because I was told we couldn't afford it. So he's spraying it all out there. He's got to be gone.
Well, I don't know if he's gone. Like, they're going to get a new AD. Like, I think he didn't get along with his AD. I think that's what that was.
Well, but I think by the time they get a new AD, unless they're already actively have someone in mind too, and that they can talk quickly, I think someone will swoop in and get him.
Yeah, maybe. That is interesting to watch. Yeah, I didn't know who Wade was talking about when he said that. Now, Willard does make some sense. I heard that more as Willard didn't get along with his AD, but maybe you're right. Like, that does make some sense. I didn't really put those two things together. But, yeah, that's a lot of fun. NCAA tournament's a lot of fun. Texter, Louisiana is the only place Crystal Burger is surviving. There's a Crystal Burger in Louisiana. There's one on Bourbon Street. You know what I did? Whenever I heard Crystal Burger, and I even said Crystal Burger, but in my mind I was thinking White Castle. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking sliders.
Yeah, I was too. But, like, yeah, now that I've been put in my place by the texters, and thank you all for doing that, I show my ignorance yet again. Now I remember a bunch of Crystal Burgers. I think there's even one on 45. That's not Louisiana, but I think there's one heading up 45 that I see every day. But, yeah, I was thinking White Castle for some reason. That's my bad. My bad, texters. It's a Friday. Boys are at Carbach. I'm jealous I'm not there. 713-780-ESPN, HRNP, listener line. Where are you with Cam Smith? Are you trending upward on your thoughts that he could make the Astros opening day roster? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees from Carbach Brewing on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Being a homeowner with a lot of responsibility is no fun. It comes with a lot of responsibility, comes with a lot of cost, and it is stressful. Owell is here to help you with both of those things. Let them take a little bit off your plate, but save you money. A lot of homeowners are overpaying on property taxes, and it shouldn't be you. So I'm here to help you out. Ownwell's here to help you out. Head to ownwell.com. Sign up in less than 3 minutes to get their experts fighting for you. Their cutting-edge technology can start saving you money with no upfront costs. Put your property tax savings back in your pocket. Reinvest it. Take the family on vacation. Maybe buy your producer who's pulling double duty a drink. Whatever. Do whatever you want with your savings. Ownwell handles it all from start to finish and delivers top results, no upfront cost, only pay if you save. It's a great idea. Ownwell levels the playing field, eliminates the concern of paying too much on property tax for the everyday home and property owner like you and me. The deadline to protest is May 15th. Do not run out of time. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back with the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Carbach Brewing Company.
Starbucks has some awesome events coming up. Fifth annual Hot Sauce Festival, April 6th. Free event, family-friendly. It is a dang good time. April 12th, the Love Street Music and Arts Festival featuring Will Dorado. Tickets on sale now, carbachbrewing.com. We're going to give away two VIP tickets a little bit later in the show. I'm not telling you when. This is what radio guys do to keep you, the dial here, keep you listening to the show. So we're just going to do the old trick that a bunch of, you know, those radio guys do. But we'll have a trivia question a little bit later. And then an Astros watch party, April 25th against Kansas City, featuring the Shooting Stars, Orbit, giveaways, first pitch 640. For all events and new releases, follow them at Carbach Brewing on all social media platforms. And for private events, use carbachbrewing.com to book that now. Our hotel here, Blankers, the boys are at Carbach Brewing. They're enjoying nice cold beer. I'm enjoying a lungo. You ever heard of the phrase lungo? A lungo.
Lungo?
It's a lung. I learned this phrase within the last couple of days. The hotel room here has like these fancy espresso machines.
Okay.
And I've become a snob when it comes to my coffee.
Well, ever since
I mean, ever Sedona, since you went to Sedona, everything changed.
Snobby Branham has become a thing.
This is what happens whenever, you know, I like the intricacies of Sedona and the mountains, and I also like the intricacies of lungo. Yeah, the lungo apparently is it's Italian for long. This isn't really rocket science here, but it's a longer shot of espresso. It's made with more water than a standard espresso, resulting in a larger, less concentrated, and potentially milder coffee drink. So if you're a sissy like me and you don't really want to do the espresso, you want to sip on it for a little bit longer, you make it a lungo. And then you get these little cute little coffee cups, these little mugs. I love it. Isn't it cute?
Okay. Okay. I mean, or you could have headed down to the lobby and see if they got a coffee machine. Just fill it up with a big cup.
What was it last
it doesn't
week?
Taste as good.
He was all impressed by a caprese salad. Was that the thing he got really impressed by?
Oh yeah, the salad.
Yeah,
the salad with the tomatoes and the cheese.
Ever since Sedona, Jeremy's changed.
I've always liked caprese salads. I just didn't know how to pronounce them. I thought it was caprese.
Okay.
No, my wife put me on caprese salads. They're so good. Okay. Mozzarella, okay. Tomato, a little bit of basil. What is it? The balsamic vinaigrette.
Yeah.
That does not miss. That hits every time.
You've really gone kind of top shelf foo-foo on us in the last couple months.
I think it's one of the best things my wife has ever done for me, you know. Branham baby and the caprese salad.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The salad is up to number two?
It's in the conversation. I love me. I'm not trying to oversell the caprese salad here.
I hope she doesn't listen.
But the caprese salad is upper echelon. It's so refreshing. Great in the summer for a little lunch. Not too heavy. Great for the
Wichita
palate.
Does Wichita have a great caprese salad?
You know, I haven't looked.
Hit the same way as Sedona.
I haven't looked for a caprese here in Wichita. I've kind of stuck to the team dining here. Although I did get the did I tell you I got a pork belly taco on the way back?
You said on the way back. Yeah, on the way back. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a it was actually pretty good. They have a really cool setup here in Wichita. Like outside of the arena, they have a bunch of food trucks, they have like bar areas, they have a bunch of like watch parties with TVs. And they had it going on today and there's not even games over there today. It's a really cool spot. Wichita does it good.
All right, how far is your hotel in proximity to the arena?
5 minute walk.
Okay.
5 minute walk.
That's not bad.
In fact, I went to practice earlier today. And I was told that the bus was leaving at 11:45, so I went down there at 11:25, and right when I got down there, the team bus was leaving. I was like, oh, well, that's not good. So I walked, and I beat the bus there. Yeah,
I was going to ask you. That's always a possibility. That's a good move, too, because I'm sure – is it mandatory for you to be at practice?
No.
Oh, no. So I was going to say, then they don't worry if they leave you?
No, they're not looking for me. No. As they should not. I hope they wouldn't. That would be terrible. Not good. Speaking of Ole Miss leads North Carolina 30-19. So that's kind of an interesting score here in the early goings. At the half, Vanderbilt 29-22 against St. Mary's, and Duke's hammering Mount St. Mary's in the 1-16 game in the East. All right. So Cam Smith, he didn't have a great day today. I think he's like 0-for-3 or 2 strikeouts today.
Correct.
But where are you with Cam Smith making this team? Is your arrow trending up? What are the percentage chances you think he makes the team in Blank's perspective?
Yeah, it's trending up for me. I mean, hearing Dana and the comments that he made with either Astro Line or with the flagship, talking about, like, he's not scared to put him up there and that he's got that much talent. And the fact that, you know, now that he's, you know, when we look at who he's hitting home runs off of, but the fact that he has, I think it's, was it 5 extra base hits of his 13 hits, 4 home runs, something like that. But I just worry more and more. I know Chaz went deep today off a changeup from Sonny Gray, but for me, Chaz is a big concern. Jake is obviously concerned, and I know that we've had this conversation, but I would feel a lot more comfortable offensively if Cam Smith makes this roster as well as DeCenzo, and I would lean that I would be okay if both of those guys were in the outfield and Altuve was at second base.
Yeah. I really have a hard time seeing both of them make it. Like, I really have a hard time seeing both of them make it. But my chances of Cam Smith are going up. I have it at 50-50 right now. I've been at 40% for a while. The move to right field to me is a pretty big clue. Like, if you didn't have him, like, at least in the thought process of making the opening day roster, I don't think you start giving him right field reps until the minor league season starts. So whenever they started giving him minor league reps or spring training reps in right, and actually spring training starts in right, and actual like game reps in right field, it's like, okay, I think they are actually considering this. It went from like, you know, a long shot to a possibility. And then you see him like batting fifth, and look, spring training lineups or whatever, there's getting these guys work. But he's batting in the middle of the order, and guys that we have penciled in as everyday starters are batting in the bottom of the order. It's like, okay, like they're trying to get more of a look at him. So more of a look, more under the microscope, maybe more probability that he can make the team. And then Chandler Rome today in The Athletic, he had a bunch of quotes from players about Cam Smith, talking about him. Omar Lopez, obviously he's older than Carlos Correa, but I had Carlos when he was 19 years old. It was the same way with Smith, goes about his business. Mauricio Dubon, he's the best player in this spring training camp that we got right now, numbers-wise. He's the best performer. Still 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m. He's in the cages working. He's grounded and working every day. It's only been 5 weeks, but what I've seen in 5 weeks, everyone likes him. Dubon also called him the next 60 home run player, which is okay. Like, come on, Mauricio. Let's not, like, oversell the guy. And look, it'd be awesome if he turns it, like he does that. But Dubon's, like, laying it on pretty thick for this Cam Smith guy. He really likes this guy. He must hate Chaz McCormick because he wants him in right field. It's crazy. And then Jeremy Pena, he does look like a big leaguer to me. He's a guy that if he stays healthy and keeps doing what he's doing, he'll play in the big leagues for a really, really long time. Dubon, here's the quote. You can quote me on this. When he figures it out, when he has an idea of what they're going to do him in the big leagues, I think he's going to be the next 60-homer guy. He'll put in the work, and he's got that much pop. Like, that's high praise.
This is some of the stuff that when we were talking about not just going up if you make the opening day roster and playing baseball, this is some of the heavyweight that's going to be carried and have to be carried, knowing that the expectations are going to be through the roof, regardless of what reality says about guys on their first time playing big league baseball. It's a massive pump up the cam piece. But at the same time,
quotes, you know, like it's crazy. Like, yeah, the quotes are this lofty.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And when you listen to Dana and you heard some of the things that Dana said about, I don't worry about, you know, how much time he spent in the minor leagues or whatever, that this is a guy that he's not afraid to push up the pole and get him, you know, up to the big league level. That makes me wonder. And I think the biggest point of all is the one you made to start the segment about him, is the fact that if they're pushing him out there before spring training is over to get experience in right field, there's no doubt that this is not only being discussed of him making the roster, that's probably a primary position that he's going to play if he plays for the Astros.
Yeah, these quotes are insane. There's more of these quotes, too. Some of the text line wants to weigh in on this. What are the chances that Cam Smith will be on the opening day roster for the Houston Astros? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees broadcasting live from Carbock Brewing on ESPN 97.5. And ESPN 92.5. It's that time of year for you to save some money on your car vehicle. We all like doing that, don't we? It's March, spring is on the way, and it means that it's time for spring savings at Monument Chevrolet. Get over to the dealership, 225 Beltway A. Check out their massive inventory. Their car lot's so big, I think it's a small town. It's like a suburb of the city of Houston. Monument Chevrolet is the dealer that you can trust. Transparent, no-hassle pricing. Get your car shopping done fast And right now, you can take advantage of employee pricing. Doesn't get better than that. You pay what they pay on Silverado 1500. You've been looking to those Silverado 1500s. You've been looking to upgrade your truck game. Now's the time to do it with the employee pricing going on right now at Monument Chevrolet. They've been serving the Houston area for 50 years, have helped generations of families get into new vehicles, and these families keep coming back because they trust the people at Monument Chevrolet. It's a family feel, great ownership that's been over the dealership for 50 years. Family atmosphere, good people, the culture's fantastic, and the salesperson of the week this week is Luis, a Spanish speaker, many years of experience, very knowledgeable about the entire car buying process, can guide you through the process of getting the right deal on the right vehicle. Get a fair deal, a fast, easy transaction without wasting your time in those aggravating, stressful negotiations that no one wants to do. Car buying's a chore, and it's not a chore at Monument Chevrolet. You're going to feel at home. No tricks, no time wasting, no sticky hidden charges. If you've been waiting to upgrade your ride, now is the time to do it. Visit them online, monumentchevrolet.com, monumentchevrolet.com, or better yet, visit them in person, 225 and Beltway 8 at Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Carbot Brewing Company.
We'll give away a pair of VIP tickets to the Love Street Music and Arts Festival later in the show. Comes up on April 20th featuring Will Dorado. You can get your tickets now at carbotbrewing.com. But maybe you'll wait to get those tickets until after we give away a pair of VIP tickets later in the show. Also, for private events, head to carbockbrewing.com. So follow them on all social media, Carbock Brewing, for all events and new releases. They have a rhubarb ed fruited filled beer going on right now, latest edition of Carbock's FUN series. You can figure that out. Fun. World Beer Cup bronze medal winner will be available in the coming weeks at a grocery store near you, as well at the Carbock restaurant and patio. It's a bright red beauty, bursting with rhubarb, hibiscus, and the right amount of pucker. Bold enough to make your taste buds dance, but balanced enough to keep you sipping. Brian, why don't you try this this rhubarb bed fruited filled beer for me and let me know how. I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, I'm going to let him know, Jeremy. He stepped away for a moment, but I will definitely let him know.
He's supposed to be on-site engineering.
Well, he's engineering the fact that we are looking to see if someone is out here to be concerned about our whereabouts and well-being.
You guys are big boys. Like, do we need a wellness check for y'all?
I think you, of all people, understand what the details would be in this case. But Brian decided to scout out some things, so I said, we've got it here at the table. You'll be fine.
So Brian got a little thirsty and stepped away from his duties.
Now we're getting on some things. That's the opener there. To the discussion that he's about to have.
Will you buy him a drink for me for free?
Yeah.
And pay up that bet like he did to me? Couple more quotes on Cam Smith from the Astros players. Christian Walker, I like that. I don't see him over swinging a lot. Looks like he trusts that, and he knows that he just has to put the bat on the ball and good things can potentially happen for him. Troy Snitker, Astros hitting coach. You see that. You see confidence after the takes, talking about his plate discipline. Yes, I made the right decision. I think that's an important thing, that it looks like he's always ready to hit, and then he makes the decision to not swing, not the decision to swing. And then Pena called him a transformer. Said he's built like a transformer. You can see that. He looks the part, but he acts the part too. So his teammates seem to have fallen in love with Cam Smith, especially Mauricio Dubon. I think Mauricio Dubon has a thing for, like, big, hulking sluggers, because he's obsessed with Yordan Alvarez.
That's
right. And
now
he's calling Cam Smith a 60 home run guy. I think Mauricio Dubon has a type here, Blankers.
I think, you know what? Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and maybe sometimes you're attracted to those things that you aren't, and maybe he's not a power hitter, and he doesn't have that big transformer-like frame, and you're right. He loves him some Yordan, and evidently he loves him some Cam. I just think that it's funny that, you know, this has been the main story through all of camp, aside from Altuve playing left field. And everybody's so onto it that they don't realize that, oh, by the way, one of the most criticized guys coming into this spring training was Jeremy Pena. And Jeremy Pena is having a phenomenal spring training. And he looks like he is hitting the baseball really, really well. And you know, Dubon's been playing well. There's a lot of guys with some other stories that could be mentioned, but because these are the two big headliners, no one seems to take notice of some of the other things that might be helping this team this year.
I mean, spring training. It's kind of boring. I really don't have any other interest than Cam Smith and Altuve playing left field, too.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, you say that, but look, I'm a little concerned that Chaz still isn't hitting, aside from the home run today. That was his first of the spring. I'm concerned that if he's not hitting in spring and the way he played last season, I'm not going to believe that he's going to be the guy that I have confidence in right field, not that I had it already. And you know, so from that perspective, I'm concerned, just like I'm glad that Pena, a guy that has been scrutinized for his offense, at least is hitting the ball and looks like he may be, you know, riding a good wave coming into the start of the regular season.
Yeah, I didn't say it was insignificant. I just said it was kind of boring. Like, spring training stuff is, it usually does not excite me a whole lot. Like, it doesn't matter? Yeah. Like, you want guys being in good form. You want to have good at-bats. Like, the numbers don't matter. Like, if a guy had 20 at-bats and he's squaring up the baseball 20 times, but he's lining out every single time, that matters to me more than his batting average. But, yeah, it matters. It's just kind of boring. I wouldn't call it insignificant, though. You're right. Todd, the show says the better question is, or what are the chances Chaz McCormick is not on the opening day roster? I think that's pretty slim. I think Chaz McCormick will be on the opening day roster, pretty much a guarantee, because he's still cheap. I don't think that they start him off in the minors, although, like, maybe a 10% chance he starts in the minors. That way they could carry Ben Gamble as another left-handed bat. But I don't think it's possible Chaz McCormick is not on the Astros opening day roster. One thing that I would like for them to explore, though, they got the news about Luis Garcia. They have three relief pitchers that probably were going to be on this opening day roster that are going to be hurt. Caleb Ord, Forrest Whitley, Sean Dubin will all probably start the year on the IL. I wouldn't mind shopping Chaz McCormick for the best arm I could possibly get. I don't think he has a lot of value, but maybe somebody has a surplus of big league pitching. They have a need for a bench outfielder. I'd be kicking those tires if I'm Dana Brown.
I think it's a good idea, because I think to the points you were making, look, when I look at this and I say, is Chaz McCormick going to be on the opening day roster? I think the answer is yes, because I think that they're going to give him and Jake every chance to either succeed or fail before they feel like they have to make a decision to reconstruct their outfield. But the fact that you have the perfect storm of Cam Smith tearing the cover off the baseball in the spring and Chaz still looking like the Chaz of last year has left the door of opportunity open to so many possibilities that maybe they are already thinking about the fact that, you know, if and when or how could I move on from Chaz. The contract would be very attractive to a lot of teams as well, because it isn't like exorbitant or breaking the bank.
No.
And we know that with the news coming out after Blanco got hit in a game and after Wisniewski got hit on the foot in a comebacker yesterday, I think it was, and the fact that Blanco hasn't looked great. Now we get the news about Garcia. You know, you just don't know if and or when Lance is going to be ready. There probably is the need for another arm to be used in this rotation, no matter what you like about the Sugarland Space Cowboys pitching staff.
Would you trade Chaz McCormick for your fourth best relief pitcher?
For
a 1 year deal, a rental?
No, not right now.
Your third best relief pitcher, 1 year deal.
I might, yeah, because Ort's out, and I'm very, you know, interested to see how and who handles the seventh inning duties. If I know that I could get a seventh inning guy for Chaz McCormick, yeah, I probably am exploring that deal, because I know DeCenzo has been ripping the cover off of it too. That's another story that gets buried because of the two big headliners. DeCenzo's a guy that, according to McTaggart yesterday, we talked about it, McTaggart seems to think he's going to make this roster. If he's going to make this roster, then he's probably going to play. If you believe what Espada says, if he's going to play, where is he going to play? And that brings up interesting things. But if I've got guys that can fill the void and hit better than Chaz McCormick, yeah, there's a concern about can they play defense close to Chaz McCormick. But at the same time, Dana seems to be focused on the offense with some of the quotes he made too. So, yeah, I would entertain that if I could get someone's third best relief pitcher.
No, he'd be your third best relief pitcher. Like, maybe it's the same thing. But, like, I was trying to see where your bar is. Like, if you think he's your third best reliever, would you trade Chaz for that guy? Fourth best reliever, would you trade Chaz for that guy? Yeah, that's probably somewhere where my line is at, too. Texter, has anyone taken the stats for Cam is actually facing major league pitching versus his stats against minor league pitching, not these triple, like, minor league pitchers? He's had good success against real life major league pitchers. Like, the home run he hit yesterday was off a major league pitcher. He's had, like, I'm not going to say it's all his production, but a good chunk of his production has been against big league arms, not just like camp invites.
Yeah,
Texter, I think the Astros. Go ahead.
His last two bombs were against major league pitchers. You know, decent major league pitchers. Overall, someone was running the numbers and said that on a 1 to 10 scale, his hits have come against pitching in the 7 range, which is right at AAA to major league level, and that was before he hit the second bomb, or his second bomb off a major league pitcher. So I think he's proven he can hit major league pitching.
Are you willing to Jackson Holiday Cam Smith? Send him down. Let him hit some double-A pitching. Goes 4-for-40 to start the year on the big club. He'll be a mental midget. What's your response to that text?
Well, that's kind of what I was talking about, and it kind of lends itself to what we've heard before this pump up the Cam article from Chandler, is the fact that everybody has talked about the non-baseball things as well as the baseball things, but the most important thing is how he handles the locker room and the media and, you know, interactions and all these other things, because it's going to be a ton on his shoulders. And so that's been the most encouraging thing for me, because that's where his psyche can get damaged as a young kid with not a lot of experience that I would worry about. I think you can see that there's enough ability there. My concern would be, if he does start slow and then he gets down on himself, how does he handle himself? Hopefully they're right, and if they do try and do this, that he can handle it.
He listens to Bob Marley and meditates. I'm fine with his headspace. Texter, I think Cam could be a world beater, but if it benefits the team money-wise, they'll keep him down. Maybe. It wouldn't surprise me, though, if he's on this big league roster. Do you think the Cubs regret trading for Tucker or at least giving up Smith? Not yet. No, I don't think that they're even close to that process.
Yeah, I think a lot has to play into that, and I think they knew what Cam Smith could possibly be, but I think it would be more so on if Kyle Tucker doesn't perform well and or doesn't want to sign with them an extension and wants to hit free agency, that then they realize that maybe there would be some regret.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, HR&P, listener line. There's been some wild takes about Jose Altuve playing left field. A lot of people hate this, including one of our very own, Lance Zierlein, with his thoughts on Jose Altuve playing left field and our reaction to those thoughts. It is the Killer Bees live from Carbach on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, before we go to the break, a word from a good friend, Doc Linville. Doc Linville is the best in the business at getting your hair back. He does so many things so well for people in the Houston area, and people come from all over to see him, not just in the Houston DMA. It's because he's phenomenal. He does spa treatments. He does Botox. He does plastic surgery of all kinds. But the one that I'm personally familiar with is the PRP treatments and the NeoGraft procedure that he does here in Houston for people that want to get their hair back. And he'll do it for you, too. And basically, I had a free consultation so that he could explain everything to me and see if I might be interested. You can do the same. People off the street, it costs $150 to have that consultation. You get it for free because you're listening to me. You talk to him. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. Set up a free consultation. You go in. They explain to you what PRP treatment is. And essentially, if we're looking at it in lawn terms, PRP is like fertilizer for your lawn that gets your grass to look and have the same look as it did when it was in its best condition with the thicker, stronger, longer follicles. And then if you are totally bald or you're losing your hair and you need to kind of get some hair back, that's when the actual NeoGraft procedure comes into play. The NeoGraft is like resodding your lawn. It basically takes hair from areas you're never going to lose it. In this case, the sides and the back of your head, genetically, you never lose your hair no matter how bald you go in other places. And he puts it where you need it most. Sometimes it's your hairline in front. Sometimes it's that bald spot up on top and back. But it works. And it works, and you'll see the final results in about 6 to 9 months, but you'll see the follicles there already instantaneously when you're done with the procedure, and they're going to continue to grow. It's encouraging. It's actually life-changing. It gives you more self-confidence, and you're going to love the way you look. I did it. Couldn't be happier with it. You should do it, too. Check it out today. What's it going to cost you? Nothing out of pocket. No signing on the dotted line or commitment to make. Just you getting information on a game-changing experience if you want your hair back. Go to it, 975hair.com.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with three cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali Air air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.